Welcome to the Afyayim Yerushalmi Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas and Moshe Hauer Zitzal. We're holding in Yumo Daf Mim Aleph in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halacha Aleph in the middle of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two Seir of Yom HaKippurim. One goes inside, is done Lashem, and the other one goes La'azazel, send out to the desert. They have to be the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is she was shoving. They should be equal. Bemar, they should look alike. Ubekoyimo in height. Uvedomim in value. For the kichosol kachas, you should take them both together. Have a b'shein of shoving kshir. Even though the mitzvah should be equal, but if they're not, it's still kosher. Lokach echod ayoyim veechod lemocher. He took one today and one the next day. Again, we said the mitzvah is to take it together. But if you did not take it together, it's still kosher. Meis echad mehem, if one of the seerim died. Imat shelo he grill meis echad mehem, if it's before he did the goyrul, before he did the lot, one of them died. He kach zug l'sheni. So then he takes another animal, another seer, another goat, and pair it with the one which is alive, and then he starts the process. Vimi shehi grill meis, but if he already did the goyrul, Yovi Shnai has to bring two new animals. Vya grill aleim, he does a goyrul ketchilo, as he did in the beginning. V'yoyimah. And you'll say, "Im shel shem meis ze shol of a goyol l'shem is kaim tachtov." If the one who died is the one l'shem, so now the one that was that came in the goyol l'shem will replace the one who died. If shel azazel meis, and if the one that died was the one who was supposed to go azazel, ze shol of a goyol l'azazel is kaim tachtov. So the one that came in the goyol to be azazel, he replaced the one that died. V'hasheni, what does mean hasheni? Now I have two extra ones. If the one Lashem died, I have two Lazozel ones. If I have the one Lazozel died, I have two Lashem ones. So one of them you use for its purpose. And Vashem, the second one, Yirat Shistav, you wait for it to graze until it gets a blemish. V'imoch, you sell it. V'iplu domov l'nedovo. And the money goes to the dovo to nidva sibur, to use it for karbonis on the mizbeach. She'ein chatas sibur mesa, because you don't allow chatas belongs to the sibur to die. And we'll see in the Gemara which is the one that we wait for it to get a blemish. Rabbi Yudaimer Thomas, Rudy says, no, the extra one, you do kill it, like a chatos of a yochit. Another thing Rabbi said, Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtalech, if the blood of the Seir Lashem spilled, so now I can't do the Shiluach, I can't send the Seir away, because I need to have the other Seir and start the process again. So in the meantime, it's disqualified. If it was disqualified, in the meantime, it's disqualified completely. It's Nitche, if it's Nitche, it's out. So Nishpach Adam, you have to kill the Mishtaleach. And similarly, Mesa Mishtaleach, that you can't do now, the Matanos Adam, Yomus Ishofech Adam, you have to spill the blood and start the process again. So the Gemara Amud Beis. Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim v'chulei. So the Gemara says, how do we know they have to be exactly the same? Because it says Seirim in the pasuk miut Seirim shtaim. So I know it's two. Im ken lama alma shnei. If it says plural means the minimum amount, which is two. So why did it say in the pasuk Shnei Seirim? Shiyu shovim, they have to be equal. Continues the Gemara. Kvasim miut kvasim shtaim. When it says kvasim by musafi Shabbos with karbonis the yuvi on Shabbos, it also says there's shnei kvasim. So it says the same drasha. Kvasim miut kvasim shtaim. If you would say only kvasim, I know it's two. You get lamani amar shnei. What did it say the word shnei? Shu shoving. They have to be equal. Similarly, tzipoyim. It says birds by mitzayu. Miut tzipoyim shtaim. If I don't know better, I'd say it's two. You get lamani amar shtei. Shu shoving. Have to be equal. Similarly, Chatzaitzris, when it says the trumpet that Moshe Rabbeinu used in the Mishkan, so it has to be two of them. Miut Chatzaitzris Shtaim. I know if it says Chatzaitzris, the miut means two. Kelam Ne'emah Shtei Shiyu Shoves have to be equal, have to be exactly the same. Hezir of Chage Kamei Rav Yosi. Chage asked the question to Rav Yosi. Ve'achtiv, based on your understanding, that Shnei tells me that they're equal. It says in the Pasuk V'om Du Shnei Anoshim V'Shalem Ariv L'Vnei Hashem, the two Baalei Dinim come to Beis Din. Mato, you want to tell me that Anoshim means two? Miut Anoshim V'Shnei, because the minimum is two. Kelami Amashtei Shiyu Shov, you have to say that the two Baalei Dinim will be equal to each other? That cannot be true. It says, don't tilt, don't make a problem to the din of a ger yosim. Meaning when an orphan comes to the din, or a ger comes to din, you have to make sure to do the right din. Obviously, the one who's standing on the opposite side is not a yosim, because I want to tell you to be careful with the yosim. A ger as a din, someone's not a ger. That's what Torah is giving you a zor, to be careful with a ger. Yosu dani mishenu yosim. The yosom has a din with someone who's not a yosim. Almono dani mishenu almono. And almono has a din with someone, well, a woman is not an almono or a man. The Torah tells you to be careful with them. Because immediately you see that only one of them is the one who's a little weak. According to you, shnei should have been, you say that shnei means they're equal. Here you see the two baladim are not equal. It says the Gemara, elam efanyu, it's extra, meaning it's an extra word. La'akish k'zeh ha'shoha. You tell you k'zeh ha'shoha. Nemar kan shnei, it says shnei over here, v'nemar l'holom shnei by edim. Ma shnei shemar l'holom anoshim v'loy noshim v'loy k'tanim. Meaning by l'edinim, it says shnei anoshim. To tell you, anoshim tells you men, that's what the pasuk says, to teach you men, not women, not children. Af shnei shnei markan, meaning the two that says by edim, it says shnei edim tell you anoshim, it should be men, v'loy noshim l'ktanim, not women, not children. Hare lamadnu, from here you learn shnei isha mehido, from here you see that a woman cannot testify. Me'ata, from here we know in isha dano, see she can't judge, because anyone who can testify can judge, or one who cannot testify cannot judge. He says the Rosh is for a different place. It says two by Eidim. It says the word two in the pasuk that says two people stay in the machne in the case of Eldu Umeidot. Because it says not children. So you know that they, by Eidus has to be men from a different pasuk. So why did it say shnei by the case of Balayinim? Shouldn't be one standing, one sitting. One speaking, one quiet. One talking a lot. Another one you say, please be short. A person should be nice to one and not to the other, meaning cause somebody, to one of the baladim, not to be able to explain himself well enough. He's going to feel that the dayan is favoring the other baladim. And similarly, Mami Lazeo Mesh Lazeo should not allow one of them to stand, one of them to sit. So the Mom Shuishwan Amru, Oimir Loy, Levoish, Kishem, Shahuloyvish. You have to wear the same clothing that he wears. Don't have more expensive clothing when he feels inferior. Oh, yeah, Albish, Kishiratalavush. Or you dress him what you're wearing. He wants to make both of them sit, he can do it. The only issue is, the problem is not, they should, comparably, they should be the same, in the same level. Not one standing, one sitting. But if they want, if both want to sit, that's fine. The Eidim do have to stand when they say the Eidus. If Yerubi Sharavo says, he comes to argue, the same way the Eidim have to stand, also the Nidoinim have to stand when they receive the Eidus of the Eidim. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Yumo Daf Mem Aleph.